to anybody, you know, as we're booming in now to England.
Yes, hello there, Mark and little Jeff and our Alan and a few other friends.
Our Alan. Oh, you can say hello to Ina Sharples or anybody like that.
Hello, Minnie Caldwell. I'll see you soon.
Well, thank you for the torches there, and I can see I'm going to have great fun playing at hide and seek in the transmitter room now. Well, how come one's bigger than the other?
Don't lose them.
Oh, all right. How come one's bigger than the other, though?
There's one got wet and it's drunk.
One got wet and it's drunk, honestly. Well, there we go. Nice to have all these presents. Whenever the tender comes, we get lots of presents. Is that actually for me?
Yeah.
Those pair of funny tweezers?
Yeah.
All right, then I'll play a record for you, Derek, as you're giving me all these nice Christmas presents. A little bit late for Christmas, though. I don't know why. The golden age of rock and sock. And Derek's now screwing on his wooden leg. That's why he's so quiet, you know. With those anchor chains?
Sell them, didn't
you? Yeah, I thought you were going to tie Dave Owen down in the bilges with them, round his leg.
No, he's too slippery, he keeps zooming up.
Too slippery. The golden age of rock and roll, now I'm up the hoopoe! Golden age of socks and coal. That's Mott the Drupal.
That's all.
Bye-bye, folks. The golden age of rock and roll.
Are you tired? Depressed? Fed up of 14-year-old girls kicking sand in your face?
Oh, no, I like it. I like it.
What you need is gorilla pills.
Gorilla pills.
Ooh, gorilla pills.
Yes, Gorilla Pills, guaranteed to knock your knees, throw your elbows, nurdle your nose, and give you a fairy chest.
Tell me more.
Get a free sample today by sending a stamped address envelope to
Gorilla Pills.
Radio Atlantis, Post Box 385, Oostburg, in the Netherlands. It'll make you into
a beast of a man.
Yes, and of course, we gave Derek his Gorilla Pills before he put the chains down there in the bottom of the ship. Such energy, we thought he was going to drop them through the bottom of the ship. Here's Bianca.
Hello, Bianca.
Sorry, my lord.
By gum, she's sorry, my lord. That's Bianca.
My lord, what did you do to him, eh?
From somebody, actually, who lives in Zeeland, in Middelburg, in Zeeland. And her name is Nico Franchemont, or Franchemont, I think that is, Franchemont. And she lives at Oosterscheldestraat, 147 in Middelburg, in Zeeland. She said, Steve, this is the first letter that I've written from you to me. Might be a he, I'm sorry, Nico. And it means not that I've never heard Radio Atlantis or Deal Radio, as I wrote to one of my pen pals over there in Deal. I think you've heard as well of that place over there in Kent, because that's where little Stevie comes from. Little Stevie, my word. 2D merits for that one. It's Big Steve, didn't you know that? It says, that pen pal was Janet Collard, who lives there in a street named Blenheim Road, near the sea, that is. I know a few things about the town that she told me a lot, and she also sent me an official guide, and, for instance, a lovely photo of Deal Castle. Well, all I can say is I've never seen a lovely photo of Deal Castle. Anyway, you say here, can I make a special request? Play a record for her. Christine... let me see. A Girl in Vlissingen, that's right, yeah. Christine Slomkowska in Melton in Mowbray. Lots of success in her exams next month. Well, there we go. Lots of success to you. And Julia Nunn in Bury St. Edmunds. And, of course, everybody on the Janine and the studios in Oostburg. A new single from the Carpenters. Well, we'll try and play it as soon as possible. But meanwhile, here's J. Vincent Edwards, just before the weather at the top of the hour. And this is I Can't Let Maggie Go. My goodness, we're only going to have to play a bit of this. It's only three quarters of a minute before weather time, rather.
She makes me laugh.
good one.
In the twinkle of her eyes, she flies like a bird in the sky.
I'm always singing out of key. That's the Do you think I sing out of key? Do you think I sing out of key?
You talking to yourself again?
No, I was asking you.
I'm sorry. I do apologise.
All right.
I think you sing remarkably well, actually.
Here's sixpence. Go away. Oh, I've blown it now.
Great things are happening.
Everybody knows about the bribe.
So plan your fun time with music and us.
He doesn't know that 6 months isn't a legal tender, folks. Anyway, that was a record especially for Nico. Now, how would you pronounce that, Dave? How would you pronounce that?
Is it a French lady?
I think it's a lady from Middleburg. It's a bloke, actually.
Well, difficult, eh? Franchimont would be the French pronunciation, I would say. Franchimont.
French, but it's not. Yeah, I think it's a.
Franchimont.
That would be Dutch, right?
Yeah.
So for Nico Franchimont, or Nico Franchimont, as Dave says it, that was a record for you, and it was, of course, Jabin Edwards. I can't let Maggie go. Nice to hear from you. And also for your pen pal, Indio. Back into music now, honestly. I'm speechless. Dave Rogers has turned down his sixpence. Bribe, I don't know.
In the Atlantis hotline of hit. 19 of last week on the way down now. That's Harry Chapin and WOLD, and it's time for That Man Now.
Fantastic Bounce! Chicken Man!
Hello.
Miss Helver?
Yes.
Secretary of the Police Commissioner of Midland City?
Yes. Who is this? Yes?
Guess who this is?
It sounds like... No. Now, could...
Go ahead and guess.
This isn't the wonderful white winged...
Say it.
The winged warrior?
Right, it's the winged warrior.
I don't believe it.
Well, you can believe it.
What's wrong with you?
You're not going to believe it.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Then what's wrong with you?
Miss Helfer?
Yes.
You know my utility belt?
Yes.
With all my secret crime-fighting equipment?
Right.
And you know my stunkin' ray gun?
Stunkin' ray gun?
Yes, it shoots stunkin' ray.
And?
Well, I just shot myself with it.
How did you do that?
Well, see, I was flying over Midland City, and this big bird attacked me.
What big bird?
I think it was a sparrow.
A sparrow attacked you?
So I pulled out my stunkin' ray gun, and I shot it.
What happened?
I was holding the wrong end of the stunkin' ray gun.
What does a stunkin' ray gun do to you?
Well, for one thing, it makes you stunkin' for 24 hours.
I see.
Miss Halvinger?
What?
Could I come up to your apartment?
No.
I thought if I could take a cold shower, it might help straighten me out.
Well, forget it.
I'm awful stunk, Miss Halvinger.
Go home.
I don't want to go.
Go home.
I want to come up to your apartment and take a shower and get the stunk.
Call a cab and go home. Where are you calling from?
From the lobby of your building.
You stay there. I'll call a cab for you.
Right. Show me the way to home. Show me the way to home. I want to go home.
Hello? I'd like a cab for a winged warrior in my lobby. You'll recognize him. He'll look like a gestalt chicken.
Well, this certainly looks bad for the feathered fighter. What does this tell us about stunken arrays and crimes? It tells us if you fly, don't get stunked. If you're stunked, don't fly.
Fantastic Bounce! Chicken Man!
Another episode, same time, same station, tomorrow! Rewind sound, and this is the Marmalade. All concerned.
Well, in actual fact, if we were lower down on the band, that is near 192, down towards that end, and when we were on 227, that's right, we would have a smaller bandwidth, Nige and Sandy. That means that as you tune over the dial, the distance in which you would get us and the degrees of turn that you would need would be much smaller. It would be more like the short waves where you move it a little bit and you go over five stations, you see. So it's very nice to be sitting here in the medium wave band, right in the middle, 312. And also, most radios are tuned up to work more efficiently in the centre of the wave band, and they fall off to either side. So we're using, making good advantage, making good use, should I say, of our power. So there we go. It's, let me see, 3.5 minutes now before 5 o'clock. We'll make the next record, especially for Nigel and Sandy, of 12 Stockport Court, St. Lawrence Gardens, Leon C. Essex. It's Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but stand by for this message. Oh, it didn't work. Hang on a sec. Let's press it. Right. Stand by for this message. Right. That's it. WKBW for lending us Dick Biondi for tonight. Actually, that's from an album called The Cruising Series. That out a very, very famous album for you. And I think you can obtain it from One Stop Records or Virgin Records. Quite an interesting collection of American old American radio programs, you see. With all the original commercials and jingles and so forth. Well worth getting that. And that's Cruise in 1960. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoyed Because They're Young. And this is Steve England saying bye-bye for tonight. And I'll see you back tomorrow night for the Hotline of Hit and Hit and Hit and Hit program. Meanwhile, we've got Rob Day coming up for you next on the Starshine program. And don't forget, between 10 and 11, one whole hour of oldies. The time on Radio Atlantis is now exactly 9 o'clock. And let's check that weather together. After a dry night with clear spells, tomorrow will become cloudy with rain at times in the west, and the southeast will remain dry and warm. That's your weather! And now here's Rob Day!
Day! In sounds with the wind sounds on Radio Atlantis. Win. Oops.
Here in England. And in fact, Ray sent me a quid, which I think is really very nice of him, and told me to get a box of chocolates or something for myself. So thank you very much, Ray. If you're listening in, Raymond Stevenson, of Cell 10, Holcombe Close, Froome Road, Long Hill East. Long Hill Estate, I think it is, actually. Hull in East Yorkshire. We'll play a record for you next. This is a track from the brand new Argent LP called Nixus. Or something like that, anyway. And this track is called, I've forgotten actually, I'll have to look on the... Man for All Reasons, it's called. So this is especially for you, Ray.
Fantastic Bones! Chicken Man!
The true identity of the White-Winged Warrior is known only by the Police Commissioner of Midland City, his secretary, and one other person.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred.
Speaking?
This is Emma Lechner.
My goodness, Emma, where are you?
I'm in town for the weekend, and I thought I'd give you a ring.
Wonderful! And how's your beautiful daughter, Sadie?
Beautiful as usual. And how's your handsome son, Benton?
Getting better looking. And is your beautiful daughter, Sadie, married yet?
As a matter of fact, no. Oh, but she's crazy from all the asking. Is your handsome son Benton married yet?
Well, with all his work at the shoe store and everything.
He's still at the shoe store?
Oh, yes.
Listen, since tomorrow's Saturday and he ain't working, maybe he'd enjoy calling on you-know-who.
But tell you the truth, I don't think he could make it.
Why not?
Well, he has this special extra job on weekends.
Oh? Doing what?
Well, he fights crime.
Benton's a policeman.
Well, like a policeman, except better.
He's a CIO agent?
No.
Then what?
Listen, can you keep a secret?
You ask a good friend that question.
All right. I'll tell you. My son, Benton...
Yes?
He's a chicken man.
A chicken man?
Yes.
He sells chickens?
No.
He sells eggs?
No.
He plucks chickens?
No.
Then what with chickens?
He makes like one.
He makes like one what?
Like a chicken. Listen, tomorrow he'll call on your Sadie and you'll see.
Yes?
Hello, Mrs. Lechner.
Who are you?
It's Benton. Benton Harper.
Well, how come you're all dressed up like that?
Well, you see, on weekends, I strike terrific terror.
Please, come in.
Oh, thank you.
Take a chair. I'll tell my beautiful daughter, Sadie, you're here.
Thank you.
Sadie, I want you to go take a peek in the other room.
What for?
Just take a peek.
What's that big chicken doing sitting in our living room chair?
Remember the little boy you used to go to PS 42 with, the Harbor Boy?
Benny Harper?
Yeah, that's him.
And he turned into a chicken?
It's a costume. He's probably come to take you to a party, so go be nice to him.
Hello, Benny.
Hello, Sadie.
It's nice to see you.
Likewise.
My, what a beautiful costume.
Oh, thank you.
So many feathers.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at the beautiful wings.
Yes.
My goodness, you can flap them.
Yes, I can.
Mother, come quick and see how Benny flaps his wings.
Would you like to take a ride?
You got a car, Benton?
Oh, no, we'll fly.
Mother, Benny's got an airplane.
You got an airplane, Benton?
No, just tie him on my shoulder, Sadie, that's all. And I'll just open this window up over here.
Now, don't fly too high with Mercedes, Benton. Oh, Benton!
Benton Harper! I'm right back here with my daughter!
Well, where does the winged warrior plan to fly with beautiful Sadie Lechner, the only daughter of Emma Lechner? And can Sadie, a girl from a small mining town in the West, find happiness flying with the matinee idol, secret sweetheart of millions?
Fantastic Bounce! Chicken Man!
Thank you very much, Chicken Man. Radio Atlantis!
It's the summer sound!
Certainly is, folks. The summer sound of 74. This is Atlantis. And this is Dawn. And a rebound sound. It's called What Are You Doing Sunday?
I hear some people get married in the park on Sunday afternoon. And all their friends bring pretty flowers while up there plays a happy tune. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you? If it's a not say now, what are you doing Sunday, baby? I wanna marry you. Oh, what are you doing Sunday afternoon? Maybe we should wait till night to join hands, start above, and we'll be kissing our first kiss by moonlight as we drive. Eternal love. Now do you want me? Do you need me? Do you love me like I love you? Ooh, what are you doing Sunday, baby? Would you like to marry me? Oh, what do you say now? If it's a nice day now, what are you doing Sunday, baby? Sunday afternoon. If it's a nice day now, what are you doing someday, baby? Gee, I wanna marry you.
Yes, indeed. What are you doing Sunday, eh?
I'd like to know that. Maybe listening to the radio, and you'll be listening to us, hopefully. But listen, I'll tell you something. Chicken Man will be back on the air, same time, same station. And, well, actually, this is something else. Desperate Dave Owen is trying to have a coup, you see, to catch all my listeners. Because in his show between 5 and 7 in the morning, and it goes through until 8 at weekends, which makes me extremely jealous, in his breakfast show in the morning, he's bringing up something called chicken. The chicken, you see, trying to steal all my listeners, so don't listen to it, mate. What a naughty boy he is. I shall teach him. I'll make an obscene phone call to him. I'll say...
I want to see the doctor,
please. Yes, fun. It's 30 minutes past 4 o'clock. I wish I could talk fast like all those disc jockeys those posh disc jockeys like Andy Anderson and Dave Owens and things. Never mind, I'm just a slowy, so never mind. We get there in the end. It's 8 minutes now past 6 o'clock, the big town of Atlantis. Let's get into the roulette next. And this is called Sugar Baby Love.
Good evening.
Yippee! I really like this one. See if you can hit the same note. Not you, Fred, on the snare.
Harry Chapin and WOLD.
I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you wherever.
Yeah, it's probably the first record that's ever made the English charts referring to an American radio station. Apart from, let me see, Double Barrel with WOOOO. Do you remember that?
Feeling all across.
This is the Heavy Monsters sound. I don't suppose you remember anyway, so I'm just making a fool of myself, aren't I?
Oh, lovely! Let that mark.
Lux Radio Theater brings you Rita Hayworth and Charles Corbin in This Love of Ours.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Oh.
Hooray! Hooray! I'll give it 5. Right now, move on. And this is, who is it? I don't believe it. Coming up with Starshine program straight after this. Thanks a lot for putting up with me, and we shall see you very soon, same time, same place, tomorrow. Exactly 9 o'clock, and it's time to check the Radio Atlantis weatherscope. At the wrong... at the wrong speed, let's try again. I'm sorry about that. My goodness. And the weather, showers in southern areas will die out tonight, giving way to a dry day with sunny periods tomorrow. That's showers. Showers in southern areas will die out tonight, giving way to a sunny day with sunny periods tomorrow. Dry day with sunny... Oh, forget it. Let's press the button.
John Hardy. Wow.
Leave it. Now the studio, please. That's all. one prize for you in the Jarrow song. The big sound of Radio Atlantis, 312 meters in the meeting wave battle. We can fall faster than anybody. Oh, I spoiled it all. I can speak faster than anybody else. I spoke faster than anybody else, you see. So anyway, we speak slower than any other radio station. Andy? Is it not true that we play much less music?
I think that's so.
Yeah, more talking,
less music on 312.
Two. Where the action isn't. Right.
Where the music goes round and round backwards.
Right. Well, listen, is that obscene?
Oh, no.
Well, wake up Kenny Lynn then. Wake him up then.
Britain's better beginning for Britain's brighter broadcaster. At last, the Kenny Lynn School of Broadcasting. From the Kenny Lynn Sound Studio, one of Britain's finest stereo DJ suites, comes the Kenny Lynn School of Broadcasting. With your chance to learn how to use some of the world's best radio studio equipment.
I want to.
All details are the free demonstration tape. Call the Kenny Lynn School of Broadcasting on Tunbridge Wells 32177. That's Tunbridge Wells 32177. The Kenny Lynn School of Broadcasting today.
What's that number again, Steve? 321. I want to be a disc jockey, you know,
yes,
because
I would like to.
I'd like to use some of the world's best broadcasting equipment.
I would too.
Yes.
Nothing like an SP35.
No, I think it's fabulous. You know, I'm buying myself. Do you know I'm buying myself a cassette recorder?
Are you really?
Yes.
What one of those Philips ones?
Philips one.
£15.
Oh, they use on the radio.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
They play those
cassettes.
Yes.
Oh, incredible.
Would you like to hear a joke?
No.
Oh.
Yes. Press the button.
Come on!
Here we are,
good cassette recorders. I put it in the parking meter, and guess what? I weigh an hour.
You thought that was funny?
Also, Derek went off on the tender. And we got back Raph and Dean, or Raph and Rick Ruck, as he's known in the trade. So there you go, that's a little bit of information about what's been going on. Nice weather today, well, fairly nice anyway. It's been pretty flat, and we haven't been rolling around too much or losing cartridges on the floor and all that. Anyway, enough gabbling from me. Let's make this special, especially for Mary. Mary, I've got three letters from you this time, and it really was nice to hear from you. I hope you had a nice time with Pauline and their family. And this record's especially for you. Next.
Go!
Yeah, right. Mary Warner!
Broadcasting from the MVG. Anchored in the international waters of the North Sea. Music when you're Atlantis. Music when you're 74.
I get the end. It's exactly 8 o'clock in Atlantis. Radio Atlantis weather tower says tomorrow will be dry in most areas with sunny spells. Tomorrow will be a little higher than today. So that's the temperature we're talking about, folks. Meanwhile, back into music now. This is especially for Miriam. Oh, wait a minute. Miriam and Faroe. We're coming up with the record straight after this one for you, so stand by. Got me knickers in a twist again. Beach Baby!
Put yourself in a handsome new car, a 63 personality car. Smart cars think twice, both sides and low price. The dependable, built by Dodge. The dependable, built by Dodge.
The 1963 Dodge, a full line of cars in the low price field. Not just one model, but 21 models in three series. And they call them the dependables because they are. Because they're built that way. Sold that way. And back that way. So put your money where you'll get a lot more car going for you. Put your money on a roomy, full-size 1963 Dodge. The beautiful way to move up. in the low prices.
Smart cars think twice, full size and low price.
No thanks, I've already got a 1963 car here.
Dodge.
It's exactly 7 o'clock, thank you very much. Tomorrow will be a cool day with some bright intervals. There will also be long spells of rain during the morning. And that's the latest weather on Atlantis.
In sounds with the wind sounds on Radio Atlantis. Win, win, win.
Music power in 74. And just to prove it, here's Roy Wood. Would you, Roy? Oh, so you would. You would. All right. Say no more. Get ready for a rehearsal now. This comes from Uni York and the U Stars. Mispronunciation, Stevie. To go back to school, I think. Just like Terry. 7:04 now in Atlantis. And incidentally, before this record, you were hearing Roy Wood, and before that, you were hearing B. Mitchell Reed from WMCA in New York. Oh, we have them all here, you know. All the famous ones. Even Dave Owen. Oh, sorry, all the infamous ones, should I say. Thank you.
for me. Gonna put me in line.
What does it take to win your love, you know? Oh, it's old Nurky. Nurky, how are you today, then? Oh, I see. A little bit of a cold, have you got? Anyway, have you seen Andy Anderson lately? Oh, you have. I see. And what did he say to you when you met him? Did he say anything interesting at all? Where had he been or anything? Oh, I see. He'd been to Spain, had he? I see. And right. Ah, yeah. Sounds rather interesting then. Oh, shut up, will ya? Seven over seven. And here it is. Bittersweet.
And though it's set to say
goodbye, America,
you're just a big hot dog today.
Bye-bye.
The medals on your chest you polish every day, but are you still the best? No way.
Vibration station playing you Goodbye America, and that's bittersweet for you. Good sounds from the North Sea, and just to prove it, we're going to carry on now with Ronnie Lane's brand new one, and this is called The Poacher. I'll have two poached eggs, please.
To walk the river.
and it runs on their bodies. Bring them strong and bring them in the land of devotion. Well, I've no use for their chest, and I've no use for love.
That's the poacher for you and Ronnie Lane. By gum, it sounds like a good record too, doesn't it? Oh, dearie me. What a silly boy I am. I won't tell you what I've done, but anyway, I've done something rather silly, so there we go. Meanwhile, here's Tim Davis now, a Russian woman. Leave you guessing. Tim Davis and that touch of the old Russian woman. I didn't say Fab Tim Davis, I said Fab Tim Davis, the F-A-B. As in Fab 208, and now it's exactly 15 over 7.
You have a date for F-A-B tonight. Some distant bells are chiming now. You want to see her? You want to see her? Girl, don't come. Mr. Samuel's those minutes fly by. You wanna go, but just to try, guys. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh, yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. You've been stood up to fill your eyes. You have a date for every day tonight. Some distant bells start chiming now. You wanna see her. You wanna see her. Oh yeah. So you wait and wait. Girl, don't come. You've been stood up.
Sandy Shaw, and that's Girl Don't Come. I'm sure you remember that one from 1966. And now, as we leap into the current top 100, well, I should stop the record a minute, current top 40, I was going to say, the hotline of hits.